Well, you can tie one on.
Okay. Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
We begin our city council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask the chairman of the Cultural Arts Committee, former alderman, all-around good guy, Mr. Tim Vitang, to please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Vitang. Just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, no pun intended, item 3A will not be performed this evening. We are moving that to a future date. But item 3B is the Cultural Arts Commission 2010 Annual Report Presentation. And I heartily welcome the chairman, Mr. Tim Vitang, to the podium.
Thank you, Mayor.
Few of us would deny that arts and culture have at some point had a profound impact on our lives. From childhood trips to museums and galleries, which would fire our imaginations and broaden our perspectives. Film, music, and theater form the backdrop as these activities form the backdrop to our relationships, social lives, and leisure time. Fun as these activities are, arts and culture have a social and economic role to play. A thriving arts and culture sector is an essential component of a prosperous, stable, and happy community. There was a study in 2004 that found cultural activities can be highly effective in improving the skill and confidence of individuals and improving the quality of life and ability of communities to solve their own problems. In short, cultural activities are part of the economic engine that will keep Geneva viable. Tonight, we're pleased to present our annual report for 2010. The Cultural Arts Commission was created by ordinance to advise and make recommendations to the City Council. Just a few of the duties of the ordinance are as follows, and there's actually quite a few of them, but it's to recommend policies, programs, and practices to encourage the arts to flourish, sponsor public art projects and programs, foster and support community relations between and among arts organizations, neighboring communities, as well as other city boards, commissions, and committees, as well as the list includes schools, parks, libraries, etc. Provide assistance to new and established art groups, serve as an information resource, and prepare an annual report to the City Council. Today, Geneva is known for its historic district, a destination for shopping and dining, and in the years to come, it is our goal to have Geneva known for its cultural offerings. Everything we do is based on our vision statement. Once a year, we review it, along with short and long-term goals, to ensure we are meeting them and they remain relevant. Shakespeare has a long relationship with Island Park. For many years, the plays were performed there by various troupes, both local and visiting. It was a tradition that the Cultural Arts Commission revived, and this year, As You Like It, the Shakespeare comedy was performed. Notice the crowds. It has a distinct Ravinia feel to it. Many attendees make it a family outing and bring food. We have a great relationship with the Park District, who provides trash pickup and opens the washrooms. The budget for this event includes sponsorship and donations, and the main expense is the troop fee, which for the last 3 years has remained stable. It includes a sound system and some of their ancillary expenses. When everything is done, this year it brought in about $400 after expenses. And the one thing to notice this year was that the weather was good and attendance was over 600 people. So we were able to pass the hat and collect $843. If it rained, we still would have been obligated to pay the expenses and we wouldn't have collected any donations. The River Park Summer Series. Late in 2009, we were approached by some residents who proposed a summer series of four Sunday evening programs to be held at the River Park Amphitheater. The prior year, we'd sponsored a brass band concert, and it had proved very popular. The first event in the series was a Native American celebration, and it was held in July, and then in July, was a Native American celebration, and then in July brought a return of the Prairie Brass Band. And then that was followed by a night of jazz by local student musicians, and to close the series was the Radio Mystery Theater featuring local performers, all creating their own sound effects. I will say the jazz night was very good. The students were outstanding, and they played till well after dark, and very few people left. The budget for this program included an event sponsor and expenses, which primarily were for the performance fees, particularly the brass band. Attendance for the four events was about 500 people. One of the things this illustrates with the event sponsor for $600, this came from a family in Geneva who so enjoyed the brass band, they wanted to see them return. And I think this illustrates the support that the arts have in Geneva. In case of rain, the organizers had secured the use of the Methodist Church, which added $200 to the expenses to cover chair rental and cleaning. It was very fortunate they had the foresight to do that because the Prairie Thunderfest with the Potawatomi Indians, that was moved to the Methodist Church, as was the brass band, because it was raining earlier in the evening. And the Cultural Arts Commission had agreed to cover up to $1,300 in expenses. So we were fortunate. The income came in a little higher, and we didn't have quite the expenses that were anticipated. Another event we sponsor is the Emerging Artists Award. And this is given during the Fine Arts Fair, and it's sponsored by the Chamber. It's one of the top art fairs in the Chicago area, and we're pleased to help support it. Monetary awards are given to first-time artists who are judged by two professional artists who visit each booth and grade them with a preset criteria. The emerging artists exhibit together in the courtyard of Dodson Place. This is one of those events that we feel very strongly we need to support the community, and so we're trying to figure out a way to do it as it is a chamber function. So you can see the expenses there. And we subsidize it for about $640. There's a couple of the emerging artists, a few more there, and there's the expenses. I put the estimated attendance at 5,000, even though I think the chamber lists that event as having 15,000 to 20,000, but I'm not sure how many make it to the Dodson Place section. So I tried to be conservative in that. Another event was Music in the Alleys. And I put this one up because after each event and during the budget process, we evaluate the program, compare it with prior years, and see if it's meeting our expectations. And in this instance, the event was not growing an audience, and we were having trouble finding volunteers. Discussions were held on possible changes, but in the end, the Arts Commission decided to cancel it. I mention this only to make the point that we're not afraid of failure, but we do have high expectations, and when they're not met, we're willing to move on. Some of the organizations we support during the year are the Orion Ensemble, and they tour nationally and present three Chicago concerts each year. They're one of Chicago's finest chamber music groups, and they boast a roster of superb musicians who have performed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the Moscow Philharmonic, San Francisco Symphony, Lyric Opera, Aspen and Salzburg concerts. There are other venues in Chicago are Northwestern University and Roosevelt University. The tickets are reasonable, and the seating lets you get up close to the artists as well as meet them afterwards. There's no need to go into Chicago to hear world-class music. Last year, we were asked by the city to assist with support for First Fridays. And it's a gallery walk that's self-guided, and the receptions are held at the various art galleries in Geneva. The participating galleries stay open generally till 9 o'clock on the first Fridays of every month. And all the galleries are within walking distance of each other. Many of the galleries provide refreshments, special events, artist openings, or live performances. We were pleased to support this and want to see it succeed. The Geneva Underground Playhouse. In its second year of operation, they produced six plays, including the North American stage premiere of K-Pax. You might remember that as a movie that starred Kevin Spacey. And it was attended by the author. And it was a good play, and we had a good time talking to the author afterwards. And then during the year, these are a couple more of the plays, Steel Magnolias, Play Ball, about the Black Sox. They did a Shakespeare, and then they had some holiday performances. But during the year, we met with their board and discussed ways to strengthen their board and ideas for increasing ticket sales. We'll continue to assist them, and we believe theater will help keep the downtown economy strong. And evening entertainment seems to be one of the topics that continues to be mentioned in the downtown master plan study when you speak with residents who attend those sessions. One of the other plays was the Psalm of Edie Katz. And what happened was last spring, after our budget was set for the year, we were approached by Geneva resident Nancy Hanna requesting a grant to assist with production costs at the Geneva Theater Underground Playhouse for her play. Nancy came with good credentials. She won a 2007 Emmy for Best Public Affairs Series as a producer for the Total Living Network in Chicago. So we invited her to present her proposal, and we asked for a budget and some idea of how the marketing was going to go so that we could be sure tickets would be sold for it. And because we had some money held in reserve, we were able to respond and approve her request at that meeting. It turns out that this was a prelude to something much bigger, because her script had been submitted to the National Playwrights Conference. Over 1,000 scripts are submitted each year to this, and just recently she was notified that she was one of the finalists selected for the Eugene O'Neill Award. Because of careful fiscal management, the Arts Commission was able to respond to her request, and we might actually see the Psalm of Edie Katz performed on Broadway at some point in the future. And to think it started here. There's the playbill for the performance in Geneva. 2 years ago, and again last year, we were invited to decorate a tree at the History Center for the Christmas Giving Tree project. We wanted to be involved, but not as a participant competing against groups that we work with or support. After seeing the project develop, we elected to offer two awards for most creative decorations with an emphasis on handmade. The awards committee was chaired by Gail Gabota, who developed the judging criteria and selected three local artists to be judges. This is another way we support the arts and artists in the community. And here are the two winning trees. One was from the Academic Foundation. The other one was Good Templar Park. The Arts Friendly Award. Each year, the Art Alliance of Illinois and the Illinois Municipal League present the Illinois Art Friendly Community Awards. The awards are presented at the IML annual meeting. And this year was our first time to enter, and we were fortunate we did receive honorable mention. We were a little disappointed, but we were happy to get honorable mention. We thought we had a great submittal. And I'd like to thank Paul Evans for shepherding the application, because it had to come from city staff. All of these events come as grants, so there's no opportunity to generate income from them. And the Orion Ensemble is through an ad in their program. The First Fridays is a grant to support their marketing. Underground Playhouse, the same. Psalm of Edie Katz for production costs. And the Giving Tree Art Awards comes to a little over $3,000. At all of these events, we think attendance was probably in excess of 5,000. Probably 3,000 of that came from the Giving Tree Awards. And those awards are given prior to the opening of the event so that everybody coming through the History Center actually sees the awards that the Arts Commission has awarded to them. Film Festival. The third annual one was held in mid-April. While the number of films submitted did not increase by more than a couple, the attendance was up nicely from previous years. The event has the potential to grow and encompass many locations throughout the downtown. The drawback that we have overcome is the lack of a movie theater in Geneva. And this means the volunteers have to apply black plastic to windows, bring in DVD players, amplifiers, and loudspeakers at each of the locations. This year, as in past years, the festival started with a number of educational seminars for aspiring filmmakers. These are extremely popular, and generally all of them are full. The steering committee is working hard this year and will welcome anybody interested in volunteering. Here's a few more pictures. One of the movies was Mother Jones, which was a documentary. Some of the awards, people at the one of the educational seminars. This is one of the more expensive programs that's put on. And the income, last April was the first time that the festival finished in the black. Prior to that, it had had a small subsidy from the Arts Commission. And this was mainly due to that there were one large corporate sponsor, and we have every indication that they will not be back this year. However, they have cut back on a number of expenses, and we do hope that the subsidy that we provide it will be minimal, and it might even turn a profit again this year. However, the one thing to point out was this last year we also had a one-time expense of $3,800 to develop their website, and if you've not seen it, it's quite a good website. And you may remember that was a contract that you all had been involved in approving. This was the second year since the Arts Commission revived the Steeple Walk. It's held in December during the weekend of the Christmas Walk. The attendance is governed by the size of the churches used, so we've got a max of about 125 people. And we run two sessions during the afternoon. While the event did not sell out this year, it did have a modest increase in attendance. And this is a good example of how hard it is when an event loses its continuity. They tell you in marketing it's much harder to bring back an audience than to create one from new. So we work real hard to ensure that we have continuity of our events, and it helps to ensure their success. The budget for the Steeple Walk generated a modest profit, although profit's not really the right word. And the biggest cost is the musicians. Snow sculpture. It's one of the most popular events, and it's held in January at the Geneva Commons. This year we had three high school teams, Canelan, Marmion, and Batavia, and four adult teams. In early December, the high school teams are invited to a training session held at the library, led by event chair Jan Osler and champion snow sculptor Genevan Joe Gagnepan. There's Joe inside his sculpture this year, and here he is conducting one of the training sessions with one of the instruments you use to cut the snow. It takes anywhere from 24 to 48 hours to make sufficient snow to fill the 8 by 8 foot high molds. Public Works provides the water. Geneva Commons provides the front end loader, and Raging Buffalo brings a portable snow machine that's manned around the clock to keep it running. By making our own snow, we're assured of pristine white snow. Then on Saturday before the event, the teams gather to fill the molds and stomp the blocks of snow. And then it needs to rest about 24 hours to drain off the excess moisture. By Wednesday, the carving begins, And Home Depot and Geneva Hardware provide equipment from shovels, ladders, generators, and lights. The teams work through the night so they can be done by noon the following Saturday when the voting begins. We're fortunate that many of the restaurants in town support the event by providing drinks and meals to the competitors while they're working. This probably has a value that approaches $750 or more. This year, to keep expenses down, we held the awards ceremony on site. And it's really worked well because it allowed the public and competitors' families to be a part of the awards ceremony. And as long as the weather is cold, the sculptures will last for another 2 to 3 weeks. There's a couple more sculptures. The octopus, I believe, was Caneland, and two brothers did the modern sculpture there, you see. This event is one of the more expensive that we put on. We've not had a lot of luck securing sponsors. We get a lot of donations for food and equipment and things. So we've continued to provide support to it financially. I think the attendance has got to be 3,000 to 5,000 people. We get a lot of cars driving through, and even afterwards they come through. And you'll see people at 10, 11 o'clock at night looking at the sculptures because the lights are on in the parking lot. Dancing with the Stars. What can you say? The event's our primary fundraiser, and it just works. Its success takes 10 months of planning to pull it off. It's probably the most fun event in Geneva. And after last year, the committee worked hard to make it even better. We've got a good relationship with Eagle Brook, and this year they opened up more of the clubhouse to accommodate the attendees and make this a night to remember. And we want to give special thanks to Joe Stanton because of some space limitations. He took the time to map out the room on his computer, and he played with different layouts so we could make sure that everybody had a seat, which was not the case the previous year. And then last year's event was won by Marcia and Harry Smith, and this year Peter and Jane Cladis won. What's so interesting is that while it takes a bit of work to find couples who represent different segments in the community, without fail, everyone who competes has so much fun. And the one comment they all make is that it was a big plus for their marriage. This event generates a lot of cash, but it also has a lot of expenses. In December and January, the bulk of the money comes in through sponsors of over $5,000, ticket sales of about $8,000 through PayPal, and then team votes of about $16,000, or ticket sales of $15,000, and then team votes, about 50% come through before the event, and another $8,000 the night of the event. The expenses are about $8,000 to cover dance lessons, costuming, publicity, programs, etc., and then the charges we get from Eagle Brook to provide the food and beverages for the evening. And then afterwards, because we partnered with Geneva Academic Foundation, they get 25% of the net proceeds. So this year, our net income or profit for this is about just under $14,000. And that's what's used to provide funds for a lot of the events that we sponsor that bring in little, if any, income. The thing to think about is this year's event was held on Saturday, February 4th, and the blizzard came the following Tuesday. A weather event would have really hurt the gross income for that event. We could have probably seen $10,000 less income. And the cost to reschedule would have been very expensive. You have to ask, would Eagle Brook have had an open evening? Because they have a lot of weddings and receptions, and we book this almost a year in advance. And the other question is, would the dance teams be able to compete all on the same evening? So in all probability, the event might have had to have been canceled. And the issues just multiply, but the real effect is on next year's budget. Because in January and February, our cash on hand goes up considerably because of this event. But in January and February, we have snow sculpting and the Dancing with Stars expenses. And most of those bills do not get paid until February and March. The funds we have on hand in February and March, after expenses, that's what we use to pay for next year's events. We're fortunate that our major fundraiser comes before the start of the prior year. And this lets us plan our events, knowing that with prudent management, we have the money on hand for the events planned, And except in a worst-case scenario like we just talked about, or maybe Island Park being flooded due to rain, the show will go on. These reserves also allow us to respond to requests during the year. And in years past, this has included funding for the Rain Man installation, support for the Psalm of Edie Katz. Last December, we were asked by the city to undertake a needs assessment survey. After discussing what the city was expecting and the potential cost, it was determined the city would fund the first $5,000 and the Arts Commission would be responsible for the balance. A request for proposal was developed and approved by the city. After it went out, it became clear that the cost could be in excess of $16,000. And after we ranked the proposals, we invited three firms to come interview, one of which declined due to our budget. The winning firm was Public Research Group of Naperville. And in negotiating the contract to keep the cost down, the commission undertook a portion of the work themselves. This effort resulted in savings of somewhere between $2,500 and $5,000. And I think it goes without saying the residents are really fortunate that so many of the commissioners are committed to the arts, and they're also looking for ways to save money so we have more money for our programs. The budget for the needs assessment survey, it was $7,500 to Public Research Group, and then we had some mailing and miscellaneous charges that are estimated to be about $1,000. For a total of about $8,500. The city's contribution is $5,000 and the Arts Commission's share is $3,500. When all the events and projects are added together, our income totaled about $46,000, of which $5,000 or 12% last year was the city's contribution. The balance, nearly $41,000, was raised by the commission. This year expenses totaled slightly more than $51,000. The difference was made up from our reserves and can be attributed to our share of the needs assessment survey and the one-time cost for the film festival website. Nationally, there's an average of over $21 spent by local audiences and $38 spent on lodging, meals, retail, and transportation costs from out-of-town visitors. Based on an estimate of 6,450 people attending our events, and I did take out the $5,000 that you saw earlier for the Arts Fair Awards. But the 6,450 that attend our events that we put on ourselves at $21 has an economic impact in excess of $140,000. And these are government statistics from the National Endowment for the Arts. Numerous studies support community investment in the arts as a significant catalyst for downtown development. Having attended most of the downtown master plan meetings and read the preliminary draft, it's clear at the public meeting that one theme kept coming up when citizens were given a synopsis, were giving the synopsis at their workshop session a week ago. And that was the need for a community center in the downtown, which included space for the arts. It'll be interesting to see where the final recommendations go in that document. Next year, the final report for the needs assessment survey that's currently in work should go to the council in May. During the year, while working on the survey, the commission was unanimous in not wanting to see the recommendations gather dust. It's been 5 years since the Arts Commission was created. And so later this summer, we're planning to hold a one-day retreat. To assist with conducting the retreat, we're using the services of ESC, the Executive Service Corps. It's a not-for-profit located in the Loop and patterned after the Small Business Association's Service Corps of Retired Executives, or SCORE. We were given the information from Ernie Mahaffey, who's been a volunteer for this group for a number of years. And we felt the need to use outside help was important because, one, it would challenge us more, and we would get more out of it than if we tried to do it ourselves, because we might want to hold back on offending one of our fellow commissioners, and this way we have an outside person who can keep a good perspective on all of that. One of the issues confronting us is we're going to be losing Jan Osler, who's one of our original commissioners, and she's moving out of the area and will be resigning shortly. This loss is especially hard for us, as Jan was the chair of the snow sculpting event. And to ensure its success, she took a week's vacation every year to spend time down there and run it. That's a real commitment. She's indicated she'll still be available to help, but a chair is needed for this event, and as you can tell, that's a critical position. And then next year, we've budgeted $5,300 in support of a new public art initiative. And it's bike racks become art sculptures. And earlier this year, the idea of using bike racks as art was floated with the Development Committee, Public Works, and the Bike Ped Committee. It was received very positively, and the plans are being developed. And transportation and the need for more bike racks and where they're located and see that they're used was also mentioned in the downtown master plan. So we hope to have the plans for this in place, and the budget allows for the placement of two bike racks in town, and these would be stunning. These are a few from various communities around the country that have a similar program. And this project will follow the procedures outlined in the public art policy that was written and approved by the city, that was written by the Arts Commission and approved by the City Council earlier this year. The end of our year brings new challenges and opportunities, but we believe we're positioned to meet those challenges and exceed the opportunities. Thank you. A lot of things going on.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Nice job, Tim.
Any comments or questions for either the chair or any member of the Arts Council? Alderman Pawlak?
Thanks, Mayor. Tim, what was your ending budget figure?
The expenses totaled close to $51,000.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Alderman Dantino, any comments on the Dancing with the Stars?
None. Thank you, though.
Well, I've got a comment about his dance.
I can imagine we do.
So does his wife.
Anyone else from the dais? Comments or questions for the chair and or any member of the Cultural Arts Commission? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Quick question on the film festival. Where's the information posted for the film festival? How does one know where the next venue is going to be?
Are you speaking of this year's film festival?
Yeah, because last year we were trying to find it and we were having difficulty. Yeah,
well,
so.
Last year they had it at a number of different locations. They had it at Millrace, they had it at Riverview, and I think they had some workshops at Harrington.
Is it usually on the website? Is it usually on the cultural
arts
website?
Yeah, they were listed in GenevaFilmFestival.org, I think, is the website, but it's also... it'll be April 14th through the 16th this year at Riverside Receptions. There'll be two. That's the only place that we're going to have it at just one location.
Oh, so that's one location.
Correct.
This year.
Yeah, we corrected that. That's one of the things that.
Okay, because we were.
It'll be a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so you'll have a chance to see. And they're putting the program together right now of the movies that'll be shown.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anyone else on the dais? From the audience, any questions or comments? There's no action needed tonight. We've got some, is it Boy Scouts in the audience tonight? Any questions, gentlemen? What troop do you represent?
25.
Troop 25, from where?
St. Charles Episcopal Church.
St. Charles. That's okay. Yeah, dual citizenship. That's very exciting. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the presentation. Thank you. And thank you all to all the members as well. If not, any other additional comments or questions, we'll move on. Item number 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening?
Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Brown.
The staff has asked me to add to item 13 on the agenda, the closed session, in addition to the employment the personnel issue that's currently there. They would like to add a second issue on pending litigation. So I move the agenda be adopted with the modification of the addition of pending litigation to item 13.
Second.
Motion to amend the agenda to include on item 13, pending litigation, seconded by Alderman Hill. Questions or comments regarding that amendment? Roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion. Do I hear a motion to so enact?
So moved.
Omnibus agenda offered by Alderman Piper.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Flanagan. We will balance this by gender.
Nice work.
Good thing it wasn't by age.
Yes. Well, you know. I'm not going anywhere with that.
Exactly. I didn't think you would.
Leave it alone.
Let's keep her going.
Mr. Clerk, take the roll, please.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously, 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent. We skip down to item 10, municipal bills for payment, and we kindly ask our clerk, a.k.a. the Eagle Scout, to read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $1,740,631.26.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as presented on the city website.
Second.
Motion by Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. That motion is seconded by Alderman Hill. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent. We skip down to item 12A. Consider resolution number 2011-13, authorizing credit deposit for PJM financial transmission rights.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Pollack, seconded by Alderman Marks. Questions or comments for Director Dinges? It's fairly straightforward information. Alderman Brown?
Yes, I guess the only question that comes up on this might be, what sort of, they do keep our funds with interest, but do they, what kind of interest are we talking about? Do they invest them in short-term government bonds or?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything spectacular or anything like that. I can find out what that interest rate is, but at least it's making something and not just sitting there.
Probably not a lot.
Right. These days, probably not.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Dinges? Alderman Pollack?
Thanks, Mayor. Gann, how much did we have to pay last year?
I don't have. It was considerably less. We have to cover basically 100% now. Before, it was just a standard amount. I can get you that information. I can send that to you.
Okay.
I don't have that with me, though.
No, fair enough.
Anyone else from the dais? Questions from the audience? We have a motion by Pollack, a second by Marks. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Item 12A passes with 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent. We skip down the new business, and I'd like to first ask anyone from the dais if there's any new business they'd like to share. Alderman Hill, and then I'm going to invite these two scouts to come up and introduce yourself, so be prepared to answer questions. Okay.
What's that?
Got it? Because we could be here all night, man. And this guy is an Eagle Scout, legitimate.
Funding? Oh, yeah.
Alderman Hill.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Fine. Thank you, Mayor. A couple of interesting elements. Some good news. Administrator McKittrick pointed out to me, and I did see it, that our sales tax figures for this year in December were increased and the highest since the year 2007-2008. So we've had some good news in our December sales tax figures. In other words, we had some sales increases. Another bit of information that I think that some people should be aware. Most of us have received a notification about a brush pickup program beginning to pick up on April 1st to the November 30th. But I still have a tendency to see some leaves on parkways coming down Anderson Boulevard, and those leaves are not going to be picked up unless they're bagged. And other folks have had some bags out a little bit early. So these brush this notification was mailed out with the utility bills. Some have not yet been delivered as far as the utility bills, but that will be before the date for the pickup. And then some not so good news covered by the Illinois Municipal League, and this is what you're referring to. Okay. Okay, Mrs. McKittrick has some more information, and she had asked us last Friday to contact our state legislators to encourage them to try to get the governor to change his mind and to get the state legislator to allow local government distributions of some of the tax funds they had been providing us in the past. And I was able to contact a couple of them today, talk to one of our state senators, and he's going to be working on behalf of all of the cities in the state. And I'm sure the two other legislators will be, too, as soon as they receive the mailing information that I sent to them. And apparently Mary is passing out information that will educate the rest of us. I encourage everybody to contact our state legislators, both our senator and our representatives, to try to get them to support the position of the municipalities of our state so that we do to get some of that money that we've had in the past. I don't know if Mary wants to add anything to that or not.
Just to explain, the documents that I passed out, one of them is from the Illinois Policy Institute, making recommendations to the governor and the legislature regarding ways to close the state deficit gap. The other one is from the Republican Senate Caucus, also making recommendations regarding the state's deficit. Both of these documents recommend the discontinuation of local government distributive funds, which includes our sales tax, our MFT, our income tax, and some corporate property tax. That probably would impact our general fund by approximately 50%. So we would not be able to fund public works, police, fire, and our administrative support services for those for the public as well as those departments, because those departments are funded through the general fund. So that would definitely have a major impact on our core services to our citizens. And because those are being discussed this week in the General Assembly, my message that I sent out last Friday was to, you may have seen capital letters underlined in bold, please contact our legislators and ask them to not take funds that are paid by our citizens. Those income taxes, sales taxes, motor fuel taxes are paid by Geneva residents. And that's why it needs to come back to their own community to support services for them and not to close the state's deficit gap that they have created and not balanced their budget as we have done here. Thank you.
Obviously, if that program is approved by the state legislature and the governor, that would be devastating not only to our community but to all cities in the state of Illinois.
Mary, when would that be effective?
July 1st.
They're discussing it, is all I can tell you right now.
We need to make phone calls, ladies and gentlemen.
City Administrator McKittrick is prohibited, if not ethically, certainly by professional standards, from being overly partisan. However, it's a lesson learned that not one political party in Springfield has cornered the market on stupidity. So they are practicing, I think, not only unfair but unrealistic budget expectations on the back of municipalities. I was in Springfield last week, and it's an extraordinary setting down there. Extraordinary. So if you can make a phone call, an email even, or send a letter, send a fax, something. We have letters going out from my office as well. Follow-up phone calls will be made tomorrow as well. Sadly, I think when these documents are produced, particularly from one political party, regardless of the party, a lot of people tend to fall in line and vote the party line. And I don't think they understand exactly what they're doing. So several senators I spoke with last week, their first elected office, their first elected position was as an Illinois senator. They have absolutely no knowledge, no experience of what it's like at a municipal level. Therefore, if they have no experience, they have no context, they have no context, they have no caring, and they'll vote the way their caucus tells them to vote, and we suffer because of it. So, anyone else willing to share hatred or bitterness? Anyone else on the dais? New business? Gentlemen. Alderman Flanagan.
Real fast. I just wanted to wish my esteemed colleague, Ron Singer, our alderman, a belated happy birthday because he celebrated on Saturday. So,
March 19th, huh?
Thank you.
How old did you turn, Mr. Singer?
79.
Really? Well, I just lost $20 because Piper thought you were 85.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, a marvelous thing about becoming older is that I'm able to match my golf score.
We were just, the Radovich just asked there.
Just asked. Right.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Gentlemen, have you? Yeah. New Fisher Price Clubs. That's nice. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Alderman
Under
Flanagan.
Duress, come to the podium. And if you could, just state your name, the year in school you are.
Thank
and what
you.
Brings you to the council chambers tonight?
Hi, I'm Justin Tucka. I'm 14. I'm a ninth grader at Geneva High School.
Freshman,
yes.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
I'm here as a Boy Scout, obviously. Working on my citizenship in the community merit badge. And also, I've been in communications with Ms. Flanagan and you, Mr. Bruins, about an Eagle project that I'm trying to get organized. So that's it.
Last name is Zonka.
Tonka. T-U-N-C-A.
Got that, Mr. Clerk? I thought it was like Larry Zonka. You got to forget. Remember Larry Zonka, Mr.
Clerk?
Okay.
Miami
Sir, welcome.
Thank you. I am Sirk Tonka of Troop 25. I am 12 and sixth grader in Geneva Middle School.
South or north?
South.
Southies rule. Absolutely. How do you spell your last name?
First name, last name I got. First
yeah, see, the Eagle Scouts weren't known for their spelling back then, so we need to spell the first and the last name.
Cirque is tripping me up. How do you spell
it? C-E-R-E-K.
That's a cool name.
Thanks.
What nationality is that?
I'm not sure.
It's a secret, huh?
Probably the same as Tonka.
That's cool.
Tonka is a river in Turkey, I think.
Oh. Please don't show up the Eagle Scout when you were. We're going to rename the Fox River the Tonka, as a matter of fact. So what do you guys want to ask us? Anything? You have to earn your citizenship badge. Any questions that have that been plaguing you for 12 years or 14 years in life? Anything at all? Like who do I ask to the dance or something like that? Or as
just to be
laughs in the background?
If there are any projects open, anything manual labor or anything, I mean, anything I could do, basically. We usually in our troop, we have a two-weekend project, maybe 6 hours each week. It would be probably 5 to 10 kids working on it.
Oh, cool.
Would so helping an elderly couple clean up their yard in the spring qualify? There's a lot of people out there that need a lot of cleanup this spring.
Not if you're an alderman.
Would that be the sort of projects that could qualify?
It has to be for the gain of the community as a whole. So.
Okay, all right.
How about cruising to Springfield and causing some grief? But we will, you know, this is, as you know, gentlemen, this is being broadcast tonight, and this will be rebroadcast 4 times a day. The cameras are in front of you and behind you. Our fire chief, our police chief, and other directors throughout the city will take your request under consideration. If there's something that we can find for you to do to help earn that badge, we will certainly do so, because we have your email, of course. Mm-hmm. So I know Dorothy's been in touch.
I was trying, yes. So we're trying to figure out something that would help.
Do you know how to fix trucks by any chance? Have you ever driven a Segway?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Not this week, shoveling snow.
Maybe we don't have one to fix it.
So what else? What else can you share with us? Anything exciting? Anything we're doing well or not well that you'd like to see do differently? Who's the gentleman with you tonight?
That's my dad back there.
Awesome. Welcome. Nothing? We're doing a good job?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite teacher at the high school?
I don't know.
Do you know Nick Emma?
No, I don't.
You don't know Nick?
No.
He's a freshman. He's a good guy. Who's your favorite teacher at the middle school, South?
Will Bates.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What subject?
Social studies.
Social studies. Mm-hmm. So you want to be up here someday? Or you want to aspire for something higher?
Well, I don't think we got their address.
I'm not certain we should. Because, yeah, they're Geneva residents, and I think at their age is probably best. So, because Mr. Brown's going to come over and make sure you clean his yard. But we're proud you're here, guys. Stay in touch. We'll find something for you to do, I promise.
Thank you.
And you as well, okay? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir, for bringing them tonight.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience? You want to speak to that? Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, Mr. Chairman. Yes. Hey, gentlemen, check this out. The chairman of the Cultural Arts Committee, he'd like you to produce 500 posters by hand.
Or come to the meeting.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mr. Vitang, all yours.
I forgot to mention that tomorrow evening, as part of the needs assessment survey, is the community meeting. And it's being held at 7 p.m. at Geneva Public Works training room, 1800 South Street. So we'd like to invite anybody who's interested in cultural arts in Geneva to be sure and attend.
Thank you.
7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Behind the mulch pile.
Yes. Thank awesome. You.
Anyone else from the audience? Nagel, anything? From the dais? We have closed session to consider. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Oh, forgive me. Mr. Adams, do you want to do the honors?
Yeah, I'm sure that most people have read that Patrick Dixon, Judge Dixon, who is a resident of Geneva, passed away a few days ago. And I personally knew Pat, one of the finest gentlemen and one of the brightest judicial minds I've encountered. So. I told Mary and the mayor that I went to the wake today, and I've never seen so many judges in one spot in all my life. So he will be missed, and he was a good addition not only to Geneva but certainly to the 16th Judicial Circuit.
Well said.
Thank you, Chair.
If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session to discuss not only pending litigation, but, of course, employee issues as well. As stated on the agenda, Alderman Hill makes the motion. Alderman Marks makes the second. All in favor of adjourning to closed session, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion approved. 9 affirmative votes, 1 absent. There is no action being taken tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We should be out early. Microphones are off.